First time that you're here with us on the post-game show. That thing fits on you okay, no problem. Good boy. All right. Hey, goal again tonight. Just tell me about your goal.
Yeah, it was Brandon Lazowski in the battle in the corner, and he made a great play to get it up to me. And then Reacher and Parr, I think, were in front of the net at a good screen, and I was just able to get it through there.
Who's the more offensive defenseman on your pairing with Braden Klimke? You or him?
I'd definitely say Klimmer.
Okay, I'm going to dispute this right now. Klimke coming into the game tonight had 23 shots on goal. Jordan Martin had 24 shots on goal. You have as many goals on the season as he does. I would beg to differ. You seem to don't mind taking the puck from time to time and going end to end with it, rushing, and you're certainly not afraid to take your shot.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I try to keep it more simple offensively. I think Klimmer, you know, does a lot more offensively with his skating and his ability to handle the puck. I think that's what makes us such a good defense partners. I think we're just really dynamic together.
Okay.
Yeah, and for yourself defensively, I know the coaches have talked about you using your size more and being mean to play against. Just how do you feel that you're kind of evolving and starting to understand how big of a guy you are?
Yeah, I think coming in this season, that's something I've tried to focus on, and just trying to get better physically every single game. I think past couple of games have been getting better physically, being meaner in the corners and stuff in front of the nets.
Yeah, and for your team too, you guys, maybe not the best performance tonight. Just what's the messaging after the game where you're happy you win in a shootout, but you guys know that you probably have better than that too?
Yeah, definitely it's not our best effort. We know that, but I mean, we're still proud of our group, how we were able to dig in and get the win.
How much fun was the BC road trip for you? Abbotsford is home for you. Your mom was there. You were able to see her and family. How much fun was that trip for you?
Oh, it was awesome, especially Vancouver and Kelowna. I had so much family there. It was great to see them, and they showed a lot of support to me.
Like how many people?
I'd say in Vancouver, probably around 15 to 20, and then Kelowna, 15 to 20 as well.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun to be able to do that sort of thing. But how did you cope with the bus ride? Like, come on, it was 19 hours to get out to Langley from Saskatoon initially, and there was a couple of 8-hour trips, 9-hour trips in there. What are you doing during all that time?
I just tried to sleep, you know, watch some movies, download some movies. Yeah, I just popped some melatonin in and tried to get as much sleep as I could.
Well, you guys were able to do it. It was a lot of fun. We're through with that. Now the trips are a lot less, as David was mentioning, and this team is winning. It's got to be a lot of fun for you to be a part of this team. I had so much success last year and now doing the same this year.
Yeah, I think just coming in, we weren't, you know, no one thought we would be where we are right now. So we're just playing with that chip on our shoulder every single game and, yeah, see where it goes from there.
They still don't think that. You saw the latest rankings, power rankings from the league, right? All these players who are, you know, guys who are going to be drafted, you guys are sitting there with the third best record in the league, and yet you're not among the top 16 teams in the power rankings on the league this week. What is going on with that? Lack of respect?
Yeah, I have no words. I don't know what's going on over there.
Neither do I, but I do have some words, and I probably have to keep them to myself. Jordan, congratulations on the goal tonight, and continued success to you on the back end.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Jordan Martin of the Saskatoon Blades joining us.